Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. Today's run is lighter than yesterday's on raw paper volume. A handful of the archive's topical search endpoints rate limited us a second day running. But what came through is unusually dense on the signal side. Two of the top four stories are frontier model announcements from Chinese labs that shift the open weights leaderboard. Again, one is a piece of interpretability research from Anthropic that I think will end up being quoted a lot in the coming months. And the fourth is a generative media release from OpenAI that has been all over the weekend's commentary threads. It is a four-story day, and each of them rewards the time. Let's get into them. First up is Kimi K 2.6. Moonshot AI released the model into the public weights ecosystem on April 20th, and by April 21st, the independent evaluator artificial analysis had already moved it into the top slot on their open weights leaderboard, describing it as the new leading open weights model. This is a meaningful shift. Until this week, the top of the artificial analysis open weights table had been a rotating mix of Qwen 3 variants and DeepSeek checkpoints, and Kimi K 2.6 displacing them breaks roughly 3 months of DeepSeek dominated stasis at the top of the open frontier. Four Chinese labs are now trading that crown on a monthly cadence, and the gap to the closed frontier tier from OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google Research has narrowed to the smallest margin we have seen from any open weights model to date. The concrete numbers matter. Kimi K 2.6 leads on composite coding benchmarks that include repository level software engineering tasks and agent scores that blend tool use with long horizon planning, while holding parity with frontier closed models on broader reasoning tasks. Moonshot is positioning this as a natively multimodal system. That framing is worth pressing on. Natively multimodal means vision and audio are trained in from pre-training rather than bolted on via an adapter, and bolt-on multimodal models have historically leaked performance when modality crossing is required under agentic tool use. The coding and agent benchmarks where Kimi K 2.6 does best are exactly the ones where seeing screenshots or terminal output tends to matter most, so the multimodal design choice looks load-bearing for the benchmark story, not ornamental. Two caveats keep this from being a blowout headline. First, artificial analysis is a single evaluator. Broader community reaction from the Hugging Face leaderboard and the chatbot arena preference votes has not caught up yet, and prior open weights leaders have sometimes looked strong in targeted evaluations before settling lower once heterogeneous human preference data accumulates. Second, Moonshot has not released the full technical report or a model card at the level of detail Qwen or DeepSeek typically publish. That makes it hard to reproduce the training recipe or do clean size class comparisons independently. Watch for that technical report in the coming days. It will clarify parameter count, whether any mixture of experts' routing is involved, and the pre-training corpus composition, all of which determine how much of the benchmark lead transfers to downstream fine-tuning workflows. For practitioners, the weights and inference-friendly quantizations are available through Moonshot's standard channels. So the practical question is whether Kimi K 2.6's coding agent numbers hold up on your specific stack. Worth running a scoped evaluation on your internal benchmarks before rewriting pipelines around it, but the direction of travel is clear. Moving on to the second story, which stays in the frontier model lane but pivots to multimodal. Alibaba's Qwen team released the Qwen 3.5 Omni technical report, and the community response positioned it as the single most discussed paper of the window. The daily paper dispatch from AK on Hugging Face highlighted it. Alpha Sieve lists it at the top of its trending feed, and the Hugging Face papers page carried active commentary threads through yesterday evening. Qwen 3.5 Omni is the omnimodal successor to Qwen 3. The technical report frames it as a unified architecture that handles text, images, audio, and video through a single backbone rather than the adapter-stitched multimodal model that most frontier labs still ship. The paper reports state-of-the-art performance on audio and audiovisual benchmarks specifically. That framing is important. The contribution is less about chasing the best overall multimodal scores and more about closing the audiovisual gap that has separated closed frontier systems like Google's Project Astra and OpenAI's VoiceMode GPT-4o from the open weights ecosystem. The specific architectural novelty emphasized in the report is a talker-thinker decoupling in the decoder, where the model produces reasoning tokens and speech generation tokens through separate but coordinated decoder paths. This matters because end-to-end speech generation has historically forced a trade-off between reasoning quality and prosody, continuity. Models that reason well tend to produce stilted speech. Models that produce natural speech tend to skip steps of thought. By decoupling the two, Qwen 3.5 Omni reports coherent reasoning under voice mode inference with low latency in the 30 millisecond range for first token voice output. That is in the zone where voice-based agents can sustain turn-taking conversation without perceptible lag. Benchmark-wise, the paper claims improvements over the Qwen 3 based on VoiceBench and claims parity with GPT-4o on OmniBench, with inference requiring roughly 1.8 times the memory of the text-only variant. The memory overhead is the practical catch. Alibaba is shipping this into the OpenWay ecosystem, and 1.8 times the memory footprint prices it out of single consumer graphics processing unit setups for any variant larger than the smallest open tier, which was the main concern in the community discussion threads. The talker-thinker decoupling and the 30 millisecond voice latency are the practically interesting results for agent use cases specifically. If you are building a voice-first agent, this is the open weights model to try first. The paper's limitations section is unusually frank about the brittleness of omnimodal evaluation. The authors acknowledge that gains measured inside Alibaba's evaluation harness may not generalize when the benchmark is run elsewhere, and community commentary flagged that same concern as the primary thing to validate independently. Our third story shifts from capability releases to interpretability. Anthropic's Transformer Circuits Research Venue published a paper titled "Emotion Concepts and Their Function in a Large Language Model." The authors identify representations of emotion concepts inside Claude Sonnet 4.5. Things like frustration, curiosity, fear, approval, and demonstrate causal influence on the model's outputs through patching experiments. The method uses sparse autoencoder features, which is the dominant interpretability tool at Anthropic and across the broader mechanistic interpretability community. And the paper extends it to the specific question of whether what we might call emotional state inside a language model is a real internal variable rather than just a surface pattern in the text. The answer, according to the paper, is that it is real. The authors show that specific sparse autoencoder features correspond to specific emotion concepts, that patching those features in or out causally changes the model's downstream behavior in the ways you would predict if the feature were actually tracking that emotion, and that the effect is consistent across a range of probing contexts. This matters for two reasons. The practical reason is that it gives Anthropic's alignment team a concrete intervention point. If you can identify the feature that corresponds to a particular affective state and manipulate it directly, you gain a new class of safety intervention that does not require fine-tuning or retraining. The theoretical reason is that it pushes back on a common critique of large language models, which says that apparent emotional behavior is just a next token prediction over human-sounding text with no underlying variable. The paper argues that there is a variable, that it is causally active in producing the model's output, and that its structure is identifiable. The responsible caveats are also worth flagging. The presence of a feature that tracks a human emotion concept does not imply that the model experiences the emotion. The feature is a computational variable, not a subjective state, and the authors are careful to say so. But for downstream research on model welfare, on model honesty under adversarial prompting, and on the design of safety training that targets specific internal representations rather than output distributions, this is a load-bearing result. Expect this paper to be cited in the next wave of alignment and interpretability work, and expect similar analyses on OPIS and on the open weights models to follow. And for the fourth story, we have OpenAI's new generative media release. OpenAI shipped Images 2.0 inside ChatGPT late on April 21st. The headline feature, flagged by Simon Willison on his weblog and echoed in TechCrunch's coverage, is that the new model is surprisingly good at generating text inside images. Text in images has been a long-standing failure mode for image generators. Previous models from OpenAI, Stability, Black Forest Labs, and Midjourney have all struggled to produce clean, correctly spelled text in their outputs, especially when the text is part of a scene rather than a caption. Images 2.0 appears to have substantially closed that gap. Community test prompts. The raccoon with a ham radio prompt that Willison used became a small benchmark on Twitter overnight. Produce legible, correctly spelled text in natural scene contexts, which was not possible at this quality level a week ago. On the livestream announcement, Sam Altman framed the jump from the previous model, GPT Image 1, to the new GPT Image 2, as equivalent to the jump from GPT 3 to GPT 4. That is a bold framing and should probably be treated as marketing rather than measurement. But the empirical improvement on text in images is real, and the broader image quality on difficult prompts, prompts involving complex spatial relationships, consistent multi-character scenes, and fine-grained typographic control, is visibly better in the community samples that have circulated in the last 18 hours. The practical implication is for designers, marketing teams, and anyone who has been working around the text in images limitation with external editing steps. That workaround may no longer be necessary. Expect a wave of comparative posts over the next week pitting Images 2.0 against Black Forest Labs' Flux Family and Google's Imagen, and watch specifically for whether the text rendering advantage holds up on non-English scripts, which is where the previous generation was weakest. And that is your four. A zoomed out read of today's top of the digest. The Chinese open weights lane keeps tightening its grip on the leaderboards with two serious frontier releases in a single 24-hour window. Anthropic is pushing mechanistic interpretability into territory that is going to reshape how we talk about model internals. And OpenAI has quietly solved one of the most visible limitations of image generation, almost as a side release. The full digest, with the next 20-plus items covering reinforcement learning methods, agent planning benchmarks, speech model hallucination detection, workflow generation, safety-oriented multimodal evaluation, and a cluster of new vision language action papers, is up on the site, as usual. I will be back tomorrow with whatever the overnight run turns up. Until then, take care of yourself and keep reading papers. Cheers.